在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Mr. Bond just returned from a trip to Europe and West Africa, where he says the gravity of the global food crisis dominated discussions. He says some leaders warned him that the crisis could derail efforts to recover from years of conflict.
If not properly handled, this crisis could cascade into multiple crises affecting trade, development, and even social and political security around the world. The livelihoods of hundreds of millions of people are threatened.
Mr. Bond says promising steps to address emergency needs have been taken in recent days, but he says the United Nations must take the lead in dealing with the longer-term challenges, particularly efforts to boost agricultural development in affected regions.
I have called on leaders not to take measures that distort trade and push up prices. We need immediate action to get seeds, fertilizer, and other agricultural inputs to the world's small farmers. This crisis did not come out of the blue. It grew out of more than a decade of neglect and ineffective development policies. We need a new start.
Mr. Bond says the new task force will study the root causes of the crisis and propose solutions to be executed decisively. He will attend the task force's first meeting next Monday. He has asked UN Humanitarian Chief John Holmes to head the effort. David Nabarro, senior coordinator for the UN's Avian Flu Task Force, will serve as deputy. Mr. Bond is inviting world leaders to join him in Rome in June for a world summit on the issue. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.